Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from that great Psalm, Psalm 119, and talk to you about God's very pure word. Here it is, Psalm 119. I'm going to read to you verses 139 and 140, where we read this. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Psalm 119 is the great psalm that tells of the glory and the goodness of God's word. And it understands God's word in the real world. The author of Psalm 119 had enemies, problems, and challenges just like the rest of us. But he understood how God's excellent word speaks to every challenge of life. Now notice this phrase from Psalm 119. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. The more the psalmist's enemies rejected the word of God, the more determined he was to be zealous for those words. The psalmist had decided to make sure that he honored God's word, even if others did not. Now, the word zeal here implies energy and action. The appreciation of the psalmist for the word of God was not just passive. The living and active word of God made for a living and active response from the psalmist. People are zealous for any number of things, but the man of God and the woman of God will have a zeal for God's word. The psalmist also understood and appreciated the purity of God's word. He wrote, "Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it." As the biblical authors wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, what they originally wrote was perfectly pure, being perfectly inspired by God. Now, what we have today in our Bibles of those original writings is also pure because we have incredibly reliable copies of those original writings. For the Hebrew Scriptures, the quality of the text was preserved by the diligent practices of the professional scribes. Regarding the Greek scriptures, what we talk about the New Testament, there is also a similar astonishing degree of accuracy in the copies. In part, this is because of the vast number and quality of the ancient Greek manuscripts of the New Testament and the existence of relatively early copies of it. Indeed, we can say right along with the psalmist, "Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it." All in all, we see that the Bible gives us almost unending reasons to love the Word of God and the God who gave us His Word. It's the Word of the Lord, as Genesis 15:1 says. It's the Word of God, as Luke chapter 8, verse 11 says. It's the Word of the Kingdom, as Matthew 13 says, and the Word of Salvation, as Acts 13 says. It's the Word of Grace, as Acts 14 says. It's the Word of the Gospel, as Acts 15 says. It's the word of faith, as Romans 10 says, and it's the word of the cross, as 1 Corinthians 1 says. It's the word of reconciliation, as 2 Corinthians 5 says. It's the word of truth, as 2 Corinthians 6 says. It's the word of life, as Philippians 2 tells us. It's the word of Christ, as Colossians 3 tells us. And it's the word of his power, as Hebrews 1 tells us. You see, understanding all these remarkable qualities of the Bible, we agree with what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.